Listening 3. Order things online. A. Listen to 4 short conversations about online shopping and write down the topic of each conversation. 1. Hey, where did you buy this dress from?
I ordered it from spendyourmoney.com.
Didn't you find it expensive there?
No, not at all. It has some great deals. I got crazy discounts.
How much did this cost you?
Well, I got a 45% discount on the retail price.
Wow, that's great. I will look at it today. 2. Hello, is it buywatch.com?
Yes. How can I help you?
I ordered a couple of ladies' watches, and they were supposed to be delivered till 19th of this month, but I haven't received the order.
May I know your order number, please?
Okay, it's AK829984.
All right. I can see that your order is scheduled to deliver today.
I was hoping for an early delivery.
I am sorry. We didn't have any inventory of that particular model, but you will certainly get your watches today.
Okay, thank you. 3.
Your bill amounts to $867.
Do you accept credit cards? How can I pay?
I am sorry. We don't take credit card numbers on phone for security purposes. I can send you an email with an online form that leads to a secure payment page.
Won't that take too long?
Well, I can also mark it for cash on delivery, and you can pay in cash to the delivery boy.
That's a good option. When will he deliver?
You will get this product within 2 days. Please keep the cash ready.
Sure, no problems. 4.
Hey, is it fashionfreak.com?
Yes, what can I help you with?
Well, I ordered a dress from your site, and I want to exchange it. Could you help me with this?
May I know your order number and reason for exchanging?
It's AK129984, and it is not the same dress I ordered.
Oh, is that so? I'm really sorry. Please return the dress to us, and we will dispatch the correct dress to you.
Okay. I will send the dress back to you.
Thank you. I'm really sorry for the inconvenience.
It's all right. I've ordered several times from you, and this is the first time that this has happened.
B. Dictation. Listen again and write down some sentences from the conversations. 1. Hey, where did you buy this dress from?
I ordered it from spendyourmoney.com.
Didn't you find it expensive there?
No, not at all. It has some great deals. I got crazy discounts.
How much did this cost you?
Well, I got a 45% discount on the retail price.
Wow, that's great. I will look at it today. 2. Hello, is it buywatch.com?
Yes. How can I help you?
I ordered a couple of ladies' watches, and they were supposed to be delivered till 19th of this month, but I haven't received the order.
May I know your order number, please?
Okay, it's AK829984.
All right. I can see that your order is scheduled to deliver today.
I was hoping for an early delivery.
I am sorry. We didn't have any inventory of that particular model, but you will certainly get your watches today.
Okay, thank you. 3.
Your bill amounts to $867.
Do you accept credit cards? How can I pay?
I am sorry. We don't take credit card numbers on phone for security purposes. I can send you an email with an online form that leads to a secure payment page.
Won't that take too long?
Well, I can also mark it for cash on delivery, and you can pay in cash to the delivery boy.
That's a good option. When will he deliver?
You will get this product within 2 days. Please keep the cash ready.
Sure, no problems. 4.
Hey, is it fashionfreak.com?
Yes, what can I help you with?
Well, I ordered a dress from your site, and I want to exchange it. Could you help me with this?
May I know your order number and reason for exchanging?
It's AK129984, and it is not the same dress I ordered.
Oh, is that so? I'm really sorry. Please return the dress to us, and we will dispatch the correct dress to you.
Okay. I will send the dress back to you.
Thank you. I'm really sorry for the inconvenience.
It's all right. I've ordered several times from you, and this is the first time that this has happened.
C. Listen to another conversation about online shopping. Take notes in the following chart.
Hi, Linda. I like your jacket. Where did you get it?
I bought it online for $50.
Wow, that's the best buy. I saw the same jacket at the department store for nearly $100. Do you often shop online?
Yes. Online shopping is easy. I don't have to go out to buy things. I don't have to carry the bags. Just click the mouse and stay at home waiting for your goods. And you can buy something whenever you like.
I buy something small online, like books or CDs. But I have never tried clothing items. If I can't feel the material or try it on, there is no way to check if it really fits you. Besides, I worry about the safety and privacy. Who knows who is on the other side of the internet?
Yeah, the internet is not 100% safe. So you can ask your friends if they trust online shops, or you may choose the trusted and well-known sites like Amazon, or with trusted services like PayPal. You have so many choices on the internet. Just compare.
You are right. On the internet, we have access to a vast number of suppliers. This helps us to compare the products and save money. But still, I enjoy going to the store to buy something. When shopping independently online, the enjoyment is lost.
Well, shopping online is just another way to buy things. Although I like to save money through online shopping, I also enjoy spending time with friends in a shopping mall.
Would you like to join me to go downtown this Saturday? It is said that many shoes are on sale these days.
Great. I can compare the price in the store and the price on the internet.
Hi, Linda. I like your jacket. Where did you get it?
I bought it online for $50.
Wow, that's the best buy. I saw the same jacket at the department store for nearly $100. Do you often shop online?
Yes. Online shopping is easy. I don't have to go out to buy things. I don't have to carry the bags. Just click the mouse and stay at home waiting for your goods. And you can buy something whenever you like.
I buy something small online, like books or CDs. But I have never tried clothing items. If I can't feel the material or try it on, there is no way to check if it really fits you. Besides, I worry about the safety and privacy. Who knows who is on the other side of the internet?
Yeah, the internet is not 100% safe. So you can ask your friends if they trust online shops. Or you may choose the trusted and well-known sites like Amazon or with trusted services like PayPal. You have so many choices on the internet. Just compare.
You are right. On the internet, we have access to a vast number of suppliers. This helps us to compare the products and save money. But still, I enjoy going to the store to buy something. When shopping independently online, the enjoyment is lost.
Well, shopping online is just another way to buy things. Although I like to save money through online shopping, I also enjoy spending time with friends in a shopping mall.
Would you like to join me to go downtown this Saturday? It is said that many shoes are on sale these days.
Great. I can compare the price in the store and the price on the internet.